to tell about some animals living in the woods. They were sick and tired of walking around. They thought that driving in a car sounded pretty good. So they went to the wise, wise elephant. They asked him, what should we do? He said, watch me now, I'm gonna build a car. Pay close attention, then you can do it too. So he grabbed his hammer, he grabbed his wrench. He hammered and he wrenched with a Scooby-Dooby-Doo. And when he was done, sitting there in the sun, was the elephant's car, shiny and brand new. And it was 128 feet long and 74 and a half feet wide. You could fit a 23-person elephant family of elephants inside. And that's why I say you don't need a car that big unless you are an elephant. You are an elephant. You don't need a car that big unless you are an elephant. You don't need a car that big unless you're an elephant. Now drive your car. Drive it round and round. Drive it to the city or drive it in the town. You could drive it in the country or drive it to the sound. You could drive it with a great big red nose on like a clown. But choose a car that's the right size for you and all of the things that you need to do, like grocery shopping and visit your friends, and stay on the road when it starts to bend. Because a car is a useful thing indeed, but it can be bad for the planet if it gets too big. It uses lots of gas, pollutes the air, so take a small car that will get you there, okay?
No, it is not okay. I am a squirrel, and as an American rodent, I feel it is my God-given right to have as big of a car as I should want. It should be the biggest car in the forest. The biggest car in the country. It should be the biggest car in the world!
So the little squirrel, he made up his mind. He would have a new car that was so shiny and fine that all of the animals would stand in line just to take a peek at it one at a time. It would be much bigger than the elephant's car so that everyone would know that the squirrel was a star. It would be humongous, gargantuan too. That's what the squirrel decided to do. So he grabbed his hammer, he grabbed his wrench. He hammered and he wrenched with a Scooby-Dooby-Doo. And when he was done, sitting there in the sun, was the elephant's car, shiny and brand new. And it was 296 feet long and 183 and a half feet wide. You could fit an entire family of squirrels, 500 billion of them, all the way inside. And that's why I say you don't need a car that big unless you are an elephant. You don't need a car that big unless you are an elephant. You don't need a car that big unless you are an elephant. You don't need a car that big unless you're an elephant, alright? Now drive your car. Drive it round and round. Drive it in the city or drive it in the town. You could drive it to the mountains or drive it to the sound. You could drive it with a great big red nose on like a clown. But choose